the head was just here with the mouth open, you know. They had it over in that great big living room for a long, long time. Big old thing.
Were buffalo robes common here in the 20s?
No, I don't think so. Might have been without my knowledge.
We had one of those when I was a kid. Kept it in the old touring car. When the frost was on the pumpkin, we'd be under the buffalo robe. If someone gets too much stuff in his pocket and it sticks out like that, you say it does what?
I'd say he was bulging at the pocket.
And something just the other way, if grain doesn't get enough moisture and doesn't ripen properly, the kernels won't get large, but they'll develop wrinkles.
Yeah, swivel up.
Before the sanforization process came in, shirts used to do something like this. When you wash them, and then...
They'd shrink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember those days, even.
Well, I do too. I had one of those in the Army. I think it belonged to some fellow in the CCCs. They gave me this enormous shirt. It was the size of a tent. But the collar was just about that big around. When I got myself tucked in that, I just wrap shirt right and wrap shirt left. I had a frightful time. People couldn't understand why I always looked so shabby in my issue clothes. And one day they discovered, and they just took me by the hand and led me down to the quartermaster, and we turned in that old shirt. What do you call a fancy cover that you put on a bed?
I call it a bedspread or a quilt.
Is there a difference between these two?
Yes. A quilt is usually a handmade thing by even the blocks being put together. And a bedspread is just a piece of cloth that's been cut off just the right size to make a bedspread.
Is the quilt stitched?
Yes.
Is there a padding in it?
Yes. There's a padding and a binding on it.
What do you call that thing that has padding in it but isn't stitched, whether it's just tacked here and there?
Oh, I call that a comfort.
You mentioned a bedspread. Is this what you called them when you were a girl? Was the term counterpin or counterpane?
Oh, yes, but now there's a difference there in that. Because a counterpane was, it had a, there was lots of, there was lots of handwork and stuff in it, too.
Uh-huh.
Embroidery and thread pulling and...
What's thread pulling?
Well, they'd take out a certain amount of thread, you see, and put in this all this fancy kind of work in it. Yes. Oh, and they were beautiful, too. Now, they have some new bedspreads now, like, that are almost coming back to that counterpane thing, too. They have different names for them, not like the ones, the only one that I've ever had was a Martha Washington type. But it had those sort of knot-like things on it. But a counterpane doesn't have a knot-like kind. It might be maybe a design worked out with thread, and when it is finished, it's thick and it's heavy. Maybe a long stitch and then a short one, or maybe to make a design of a flower or different designs on it.